Fiona Kelly's here now, and she's going to tell us what it says in today's papers.
It's a mixed bag of headlines in this morning's front pages. The Irish Independent leads with yesterday's liquidation of Bearhaven Credit Union in Cork, taking the line that the central bank has urged the country's 3 million credit union members not to panic, since yesterday's news does not have any impact on members' savings in any other credit union. While on its front page, the Irish Examiner reports that the board of the credit union in question has said that it is not in the public interest to wind it up. The Examiner leads today, meanwhile, with a special county-by-county health report. The paper has also published a supplement to accompany what it describes as its data mining exercise. Some of the findings highlighted are that death rates from breast cancer are highest in Waterford, the highest rate of suicide is in Cork City, while Limerick City has the highest rate of infant mortality. Minister told to rein in spending and allow for tax cuts. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, which reports from yesterday's last cabinet discussion before the summer holidays. The Irish Daily Mail leads with comments made by Robert Watt, the Secretary General of the Department of Public Expenditure, at the McGill Summer School yesterday, that it should be made easier to sack underperforming civil servants. Mr. Watt also said that a job for life in the civil service is not going to happen in the future. Today's Herald leads with the high-speed crash between Gardaí and burglars outside Portlaoise yesterday. The two Gardaí who were recovering from the crash last night managed to arrest the four men who had earlier failed to stop for officers in Cork and drove from a petrol station without paying in Portlaoise. The chase ended when the high-speed BMW car which the men were driving crashed into the Gardaí car before turning over. And we're also told that between them, the four men have 200 previous convictions. The Irish Daily Star leads today with a story which claims that cash-strapped prison bosses have drafted in an inmate who is currently serving a 5-year sentence for drug crimes to drive a bus with other inmates on board from Mountjoy Prison to Thornton Hall. The inquest into the death of Peaches Geldof, which receives coverage in all of this morning's papers, provides the lead story in today's Irish Sun. Peaches Geldof overdosed on high-strength heroin after hiding the drug in her loft and lying that she had quit, the paper reports, also noting that the strength of her overdose was 10 times that which killed her mother, Paula Yates, when she died of an overdose in 2000. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Times reports on yesterday's meeting of the Banking Inquiry Advisory Group. The paper reports that the group advised that the investigation should look back over the past 20 years to discover the origins of the economic crash, but that there has been disagreement on the cross-party committee about the scope and time frame of the inquiry. The good weather provides lots of pictures in this morning's papers, but the Times and Independent run with front page pictures taken by photographer Colin Keegan at a sun-kissed Portmarnock beach in Dublin yesterday. But finally, the Times and Independent both report today on how vandals sprayed red paint all over the newly located Molly Malone statue at Suffolk Street in Dublin yesterday morning. The statue has just received a €50,000 makeover and steam clean. So Dublin City Council was keen to get Molly back looking her finest, which they did by mid-afternoon yesterday. And the CEO of Dublin City Business Association, Richard Guiney, tells today's Independent that graffiti is an escalating problem in the city and that last year they spent €125,000 removing graffiti, which was the equivalent in mass to twice the size of the Aviva Stadium.
Quite a picture from Eric Luke in the Times as well this morning. Fiona Kelly, thank you.